Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Turn it up.
all night long, trying to write a bluesy song. Grab a friend and just come along, sing along on this bluesy song.
Go back where you've been. Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So we have a show every Monday, every week, usually, unless I'm on the road or something's coming up. I've been on the road a lot lately. So my guest is from West Virginia today. So you can check out my website, www.amandadowell.com. You can find out all kinds of information there. Or you can email starwaya@hotmail.com. And I'm also over on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. And 301-748-1090 to set up an appointment. So the music you heard from Bethany Caudill, you can check her out at bethanycaudill.com, C-A-U-D-I-L-L. She also has a Facebook page. And my guest is Aeson Knight. You can check him out at aesonknight.com. He's pretty cool. He's straight to the point. Gets to it, answers all your questions. You can find him also at 304-584-3592. That's the place to find him. He's got chat. He's got emails, just like me. He's got all different kinds of ways you can get reading, so that's pretty cool. And you can check him out at aesonknight.com. And if you've got questions second half, you can call 347-237-5339 and hit one on your keypad. That'll be really cool. So that's 347-237-5339. You can also join me in the chat room and type your question, or you can send it to me in a text, and I will, you know, on Facebook or wherever, and I will get to your question second half of the show. So we're going to bring Aeson live to the show, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what he's been up to. Hey, Aeson, how are you doing today?
Doing great, darling. You know, this is a day. Always all around, taking care of 100 different things, but having fun.
That's great. Well, I just love your. I saw up there that you were getting into teaching some more tarot classes, and that you
have
all these different certifications like metaphysics and spirituality,
mm-hmm.
and all this good stuff that ties in with your readings, and you just get right down to the point and tell everybody how it is, but also you teach tarot and you have radio shows and you've got a lot of cool stuff and you've been working at some shops too.
Yeah, well, I'm at two different stops now. I'm at the two tinctures. It's an art gallery in downtown Charleston, West Virginia. I'm there.
Nice.
I'm taking a week off to work on some stuff, but I'm there normally Wednesday through Friday. I'm taking appointments there. And in the evenings from 5 to 7, I'm over at the Crystal Lotus in St. Albans, West Virginia, a lovely store. Metaphysical needs can definitely be met there. They have some awesome massage therapists and a Reiki practitioner and Reiki master in practice there. And then now I'm there. So I'll be doing readings there.
Cool.
And then as I've launched a new tarot program, this is not going to be like the online one. This is going to be face-to-face. And I'm going to teach the first level, the practical level, on December the 9th at the Crystal Lotus. It's $50. You can pre-register. You'll get the manual. It's going to be a nice six-hour course. Then after that, the next class after that I'm teaching is Wicca 101. And we're going to be
looking
at the roots and where it's at and what it is. And then we'll rotate into Wicca 102 sometime in January, hopefully. And, you know, so I'm just teaching. And, you know, I got to looking around. I'm like, I've got all these certifications. And the facilities there are so wonderful. Beautiful conference area. Very nice equipment. I mean, it's everything I could ask for and any teacher could ask for.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you're doing that. And are you still doing online stuff where if people can't get to you, say at the store, they can find you?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can get me in any medium you need me in. I do email readings.
That's great.
I do phone readings. I do chat readings. I do video readings. And all of them work the same. You know, I have my method. You know, you have your questions ready because I ain't wasting your time or mine. And, you know, I'm also still doing online classes. Now, the Journey of the Fool YouTube series is still up. You can still get in there and take it. And it's a free course, whereas the certification course is not a free course. It's only $50. But for 6 hours, you can't do it.
That's not too bad. Because you're getting all that work in there with it. You're getting all the stuff that, you know, all those certifications and all that knowledge is really worth that. That's a wonderful.
Right. Well, you know, and, you know, it, and I don't, you know, granted, you know, like my Tarot Master certificate, you know, when we got done with that series, it was a $3,000 series. This isn't that.
Wow.
I'm not that teacher. I'm not going to bankrupt somebody to get them to get something real pretty on their wall. They are, you know, but,
right.
you know, you do got to put the work in, you know, like anything else.
Absolutely. That's wonderful that you have those classes up online for people to, you know, access and look at, and you have your radio shows up there and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all kinds
I
of different did. Ways for people to get in touch with you for readings. That's great.
Right, and, you know, the Psychic Coffee Shop, you know, it's running every Monday night at 9 p.m. when Blog Talk will let us do our work. We have authors stop by. Me and Rainey take on hot topics. I did retire Conversations with Aeson, which was, you know, kind of my own show by myself. It's gone on haze for a little while because, you know, you got enough time on the plate. You know, once I figure out how to get Hermione Granger's time turner, now will be a lot easier. But for a little while now, it's going to be on high end.
That's great. Well, you've got a lot going on. Are you traveling anywhere or doing any events?
I'm doing events all the time. December.
That's great.
2nd. Is a chili cook-off, and it'll be there in front of the Crystal Lotus. And then December 3rd, I'm at in Marietta, Ohio, at the Holistic Festival there. That'll be fun. That's a Reverend Carol. I can't remember her last name. Reverend Carol. She's an awesome medium, wonderful, and she puts them on almost every quarter up there, and I always join that. And then, you know, I'm always booking events and booking private events and private parties. And, you know, you can, you know, get a hold of me or get a hold of my agent for that.
That's great. That's wonderful. I'm always loving to do private parties and events and stuff like that, too. So that's very cool. It's very fun.
It's very fun. It's very enjoyable. I did a lot through October. I wasn't home at all almost in October. You know, and that's interesting. You know, you come home and it's like, well, when did, you know, that occur? When did this occur? And you're like, oh, about 2 weeks ago I done that. And oh, about a month ago I done that. And it's like, okay, where the hell have I been?
Yeah. Well, that's just wonderful. I'm glad that you're busy and you've been on the road, and you're working at the shops, and you're doing so many cool different things. That's wonderful.
Yeah. No, I can't say not doing anything. Because, you know, if I do, we all get into trouble. I promise you, Aeson with nothing to do is dangerous.
Oh, I know. I understand that. I'm always doing stuff, too. I like doing parties. I like doing events. I like going places. So, you know, I'm like that, too. I'll book parties around this area, or I'll go into, you know, the city and book parties there. So it's pretty fun. And, you know, then, like you said, doing radio shows and teaching classes. You know, there's never a dull moment.
There isn't. You know, in this life, we're here for a limited amount of time. We need to make it count for something. You know, that's always been my thought, my theory, you know, enjoying every moment, pushing every moment to the max. And, you know, I look at, like, people like Gary Vaynerchuk, and he, you know, preaches the same thing. It's not metaphysical for his side. For his side, you know, his niche is business. He's always been business-based. But, he, you know, he's always said, make every moment count. Do what you love and love what you do.
Absolutely. It's very important to love what you do and just get out there and work with people, you know, with any passion that you have. I think it's very important. And I love that you're getting into an art gallery and that you're doing all kinds of things there. And I'm excited to even see the tarot decks that are coming out too. That sounds
very exciting.
We're
working on those. You know, I'm working on an oracle deck. I'm working on a tarot deck with two wonderful artisans that will come. You know, come around and you know they're the two that's at the shop. Their artwork is fabulous. You guys can check them out. You don't even have to be here. If you go over and check out twotinkers.com, you can see their work. We ship through them, you know, internationally, so it doesn't matter where you're at. If you want some of Mary's work or Rebecca's work, we can pack it up and ship it to you, and, you know, it'll can be delivered. You know, some of their stuff is just amazing. Right now, Mary's working on a telephone. It's one of the cards in my Oracle deck, and it's just wonderful. You know, she's been looking at 1920s wallpaper look and, you know, lady on the phone, that type of thing. So I'm enjoying all the creativity I get to enjoy. And then, you know, getting to hook up with other creative people that are in different mediums and different, different everything, you know, because I'm just a psychic. I don't paint. I don't draw. I write a little bit, but that's more to get, you know, a means to an end. But some of these artisans that I get to enjoy and to work with, it's just amazing some of the stuff they come up with.
That is wonderful. Well, you know, some people that do the kind of work that we do, they just don't paint or draw. I can draw a little bit, and I've painted some, but I think my love is really just going full force and helping people, you know, working with the tarot decks or working with you know, the essential oils are bringing through somebody on the other side. Sometimes that happens, too. I just decided I would do all facets of life, kind of like you decided, you know, it's cool to be clairvoyant and it's cool to be, you know, all of those clairsentient and stuff like you are. And then to add the tarot to it, I think is wonderful because, you know, it's very artistic and it brings out you know, more in the reading, I feel, you know, for a lot of people. And some people will use oracle cards, too. And I know you're probably like this as well. When you use the oracle cards, you will pull out the picture and really pick up different things from the picture for the individual. You know, like I won't necessarily read the card. I'm into, you know, what's going on in the picture and what it means for that person. And it's usually different things for each person, I'm sure, just like when you pull the tarot cards, you know, I'm sure some of the meanings mean different things and they don't mean the exact same thing for every person, and that's what I tell them. Not everybody's, you know, card that they pull is going to be the same meaning for everybody else.
Exactly, and, you know, I've had readings and they're normally, you know, friends, you know, are going through a lot of things in their life. Together or the same, and you know the reading will look the same, but it won't be the same. And they're like, but you know, hers is you know nice and friendly, and mine is like ripped me apart. And it's like, well, you know, this is kind of where you're at. Yeah, that's her reading, not your reading, just because you're sharing the experiences.
Right, and it could look like the same exact thing, but it's absolutely. A different, you know, it's absolutely a different way of looking at things because just because one person got the same card and then another person got a different card, I think that's just really cool because, you know, some people sit there and they'll think, oh, that's going to mean the same thing it did for my friend over here while they're getting a reading and I'm getting a reading, it's going to be the same. And I'll say, oh, no, it means something totally different than what it did for, you know, your best friend over there. So it's amazing the different things that you will pull out of, you know, looking at the cards and looking at the pictures and sometimes even just the energies. And for me, it's even been, you know, the oil blends, what I'll pull out for people. It's not the same exact thing, you know, which is totally interesting and different. And I know you're kind of diving into getting oils going in your place, too.
Well, I am. I'm still developing the formulas because, you know, unlike yours that are custom blended, mine are going to be a specific, you know, purpose oil, and it's like, okay, well, let's see what this
right.
does, and that really didn't bring that into that calm, peace, energy I wanted. Let's add a little bit of this and see where it's at. So, you know, yeah, I'm kind of being a mad scientist for a little bit and taking my time to get things developed.
Right. You know, I'm kind of there, too. I do that with some of the oils as well. I will put them together for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, I mean, yeah, I do one custom blend based on, you know, like a person's energy, but there may be
mm-hmm.
a situation where somebody's sick or they need more peace in their life or the energy's feeling really bad, so we need to change that
mm-hmm.
around. So I do that, too, which is cool. I love that you're doing that. You know, I can't wait to see more of that because I'll probably help and participate and work with you. I'd
oh,
like to do
definitely.
That, you know, just help you any way I can. So
oh,
that's
going
to be an
I'm,
awesome
I,
thing
me,
to get going.
I'll let you shotgun some stuff, as, you know, as I get it mixed up and like, okay, this doesn't kill
absolutely.
Anybody. You know, so I'll, you know, I'll sing you for me and say, hey, try this and tell me what you think. Of course,
yeah.
I love your 5-Leaves spray. You know, you sent me a bottle of that, oh, I don't know, a couple months ago at most, and it's just been wonderful. I love it. I love how it works. I love the use of it, you know, because 5-Leaves is a great cleanser, and it's wonderful in a spray bottle. You know, that was just a wonderful idea.
Absolutely. That sounds really good. And I'm looking forward to seeing the tarot decks, too, you know, when they're done. That's going to be really
yes.
fun, too. Your tarot deck and your oracle card deck, that's going to be really great to see.
Right. And I can't wait to get them done. It's just, it takes time, you know. I have to work with an image and well, you know, I kind of don't like this, or yeah, I like that, or, you know, that wallpaper is just going to be too distracting for a reader. So some of these decks, they get busy. They get a little cuckoo, and it's like, what in the world was the artist thinking? You know, having the Queen of Wands with her head upside down and looking like she's going to kill somebody, or even worse. And I
oh,
know
yeah.
I probably told you this story. You remember the Hobbit deck I bought, thinking, oh, Lord of the Rings, this will be so awesome. Not really, when, you know, it turned out that the High Priestess and the Empress hopped on the chair and rode right out of the deck. And it was like, no, you know, and I don't want to create decks like that. I want to create a useful, quick and easy deck for someone to use, a deck that, you know, people can be comfortable with. And it fits my standards, so it makes no sense to, you know, create a deck that doesn't fit what, you know, I would read with. You know, so it's always a back and forth, up and down, let's play this again. No, I don't like that. Let's do this type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, oh, this is a gorgeous image. It just doesn't work for, you know, this meaning of this card.
Right. Well, those are always good things to look at, though. So, you know, I'm just really excited to even work with those because I like experimenting with new decks and seeing
mm-hmm.
what they tell me and all that kind of stuff, too. So, that's just going to be awesome.
It will be. And, you know, one of my good friends, Susan Stafford, just launched her astrology tarot deck. Now, I haven't got to play with it yet. My order is in for a test sample of that one because I think that'll be a good deck.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. I'll have
mm-hmm.
to definitely see all of that. I'm excited.
Well, she does her stuff through Bamboo Press, and I'm going to have her on the show soon. And I should definitely
nice.
Check that out. Yeah. Bamboo Press does a lot of good decks. You know, a lot of people go for U.S. Games. But thing with U.S. Games, and it's always been, you know, kind of their little issue, is their cardstock sucks. Have you noticed that about new decks? It's like they're not, I don't know, maybe they cheapen the paper or what. The cardstock they're
right.
putting on just doesn't do it anymore. I mean, it doesn't hold up for nothing.
Oh, I hear you. I definitely know about that. I've seen those before.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's, you know, the way you're putting those together are going to be, you know, they're going to be really nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you want to take a quick commercial break and then take some callers?
Oh, yeah. Let's go have some fun with it.
All right. We're going to take a really quick commercial break and come back. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Asen Knight. You can find him at asenknight.com, AesonKnight.com, 304-584-3592. You can also find me at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. And I'm also on Facebook. We'll see you in just a minute. Hit one on your keypad if you've got a question. Our call number is 347-237-5339. You can also find me in the chat room as well, and we'll be right back.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rattle my world, oh what a thrill. Good, such a gracious creep ball of fire. I laughed at love, but you thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Good, such a gracious creep ball of fire. Get the bear. Like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I can hear it, but sure it's fine. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, creep balls of fire. Look all around, there's nothing but blue sky. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see obstacles in my way. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Oh, bright, bright, sunshiny day. Yeah, it's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Bright, sunshiny day. Yeah, gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio. We're gonna take your call. That was Bethany Caudill with I Can See Clearly Now. And the other song she did, which was Great Balls of Fire. So we're going to take your calls, 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. Or you can text the question as well in the chat room. Or if you know how to get a hold of me, you can text me the question. Anyway, we're going to bring Asen back. You can check him out at asennight.com. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. And we're going to bring Asen back. Hey, Asen, welcome back.
Hello, darling. Good, darling. So let's get moving.
All right. So we have a question from Angela, and she is wanting to know about her significant other. His Native American name is Spirit. He was in a serious attack at the hands of another about a month ago, and their relationship has been strained since then, and she wants to know, what do you pick up about our relationship, and will we get through this?
I feel you'll get through this, honey. It has nothing to do with your relationship, though. This isn't the issue. The issue is his emotions and his need or level of comfort going on with them. I think that he still has to heal up before things can get comfortable. All right?
Yeah.
And then be able to open back up.
Yeah, I know he's been kind of distant with her, and she's been concerned about it, and he's kind of been, and I know during Thanksgiving they really didn't get together. They kind of took a break from each other, so she's been a little concerned with dark energy and things like that, so she wanted to get your take on it.
It's not really dark energy. I feel more so it's emotional, you know, damage and trying to work through that emotional problem. It has nothing to do with the relationship, nothing to do with her. It basically has to do with him being comfortable after the attack.
Right. That makes total sense, and I think he's going to heal from it. So I'm glad you took a look at that for her to give her some info. All right, we're going to go to our second caller, which is area code 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Good. How are you? Amanda, Asen, this is Amla. How are you?
Great, Amla. How are you, darling?
Doing great.
Good. Asen, I just wanted to update you. I went to my reunion, and I really had a great time. I'm so glad I made the decision. I wanted to update with you with that.
Good. I knew you'd have fun.
Yeah, I broke through, and, you know, the people, it always works that way. The people who never talked to you did, and the people you did talk to you didn't. This is interesting, very, very interesting. But I do have a question. This is another question. I was wondering what Justin feels about me. I'm going to be actually going to the spring semester college semester starts January, February, and I'm going to be speaking there as a guest speaker. I'm wondering if you see something happening between us two, or it's somebody else coming in?
I feel that something will be coming in. Okay, I think that you'll go there, you'll speak, you'll have some fun time, but I also feel like you'll have some other opportunities.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed something. What did you just say?
I'm seeing you going and talking and speaking at places, okay? And I feel like, you know, this one coming up will be a fun time, but you're going to have another opportunity.
Oh, okay, so somebody else is coming in?
Yeah, with multiple places waiting.
Oh, okay, so it's not him.
I don't think so. I think that it could be him if you want to make it him, but I don't think that it's lying to be him.
Yeah, no, that's okay, though. Like, I'm glad that you said that, because I really, you're good with what you do, of course, your insight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I trust you. So when do you see that happening?
Oh, probably within the next 2.5 months.
2.5 months. Okay. Okay, so
okay.
As I'm speaking, this is going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for a new beginning. Bottom line, this reunion was great as far as going through that threshold, that archway
mm-hmm.
of a new beginning.
And
so,
seeing
yeah.
that you're not the only one that grew.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and changed. But, you know, the what I call the stability of it all, it's still the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
I think you just got to keep moving forward. I think you need a little expanding here, there, and everywhere.
Yes. Yes. And that's exactly it, just believing in myself and just be the person that I was meant to be. Because I was
exactly.
hiding too many times. I think I was just hiding and because I'm so used to being, yeah, in the shadow. And
right.
now it's time to, yeah, it's time to.
Yeah, you, no more shadows. You know, your soul
exactly.
needs a little bit of
light. Let your
light get
shine.
Out there and do it.
Definitely let your light shine. Get out there and do it. And, you know, look for new beginnings because you've got a lot of good stuff coming your way.
I'm excited. I'm really, this is time. It's just been a heck of a, seriously, the last, I mean, I'm visually impaired and it's a genetic disorder. So it's been tough. The last, I don't know, 15, 20 years even, it's just been tough. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it was all part of the journey. It was all part of me shining my light brighter. So I'm excited for
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
And, you know, your growth and all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I can't wait to update you again because you were right about this.
I can't wait for it either. You know, things will just do well for you.
Thank you so much. And happy Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything.
Well, you know, happy holidays.
Yes.
So
yeah,
many
happy holidays.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You take good care and stay warm. Thank you so much.
You too, darling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, Asen, that was our last caller, so I appreciate you coming on today and being
not
on
problem,
with me, girl. And we'll do this again soon.
Oh, yes. Always enjoy it, darling. You call me when you need me, darling. Have a great evening, y'all.
All right. Have a great evening. Check out asennight.com, bethanycaudell.com, and amandadowellpsychic-healer.com. We'll talk soon. See you guys next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Enjoy the song.
Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, good tidings to you and all of your kin, good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear sister's birth. Only the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul fell asleep. Proclaim, oh, now.